great to see cars back in the car park and people enjoying a game of golf. So it's fantastic.
A lot of pent up frustration there. There's no doubt about it, I'm sure, amongst members and guests.
So it was all members playing yesterday. But yeah, huge amount of pent up frustration. I suppose the golf course has been closed completely since the 30th of December. So it's a long time not getting to play golf.
And it's sport and it's competition. But for a lot of people, John, it's the social outlet. It's the crack. It's the banter. You know what I mean? Like, and for a lot of people in its absence, you know, we were talking earlier on about loneliness and isolation. You know, a lot of people would have been feeling that. Golf really important to a lot of people in that regard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people meet and play with their friends. People see each other in the car park and say hello. And with the countywide travel now back open, it's great that they can drive down from Letterkenny in different parts of the county. We have members from all over the county, so they come and play. So just fantastic to see people yesterday that we haven't seen since before Christmas.
And what was the course like? Of course, coming in, heading towards the prime for a lot of courses, even though members weren't out and about. I'd say some of the grounds people weren't too upset not having to fix everyone's divots for a while. But still, everything had to be maintained throughout the lockdown, of course.
Yeah, we have a fantastic head greenkeeper here, Chris Breenan. He did a fantastic job during the lockdown. He really did some work that you couldn't have done if the golf course had been open. So I was out around the course for a walk with my brother Frank on Sunday, and really we're very happy with where it is, and we're hoping that all the members really enjoy it now and they get back to play it.
Excellent. Now, in a way, because we're talking next about the European Legends Tour, the Irish Seniors Open is coming as part of the European Legends Tour. What you know now is the course is going to be in, it's always in excellent condition, I'm told. I haven't played it yet, but it's going to be in exceptional condition for this prestigious event.
Yeah, well, we're actually very fortunate in that with the two courses, we've left the old Tom Morris Links, which is the course that Paul wanted to play the event on.
All right, okay.
That closed for the short term. Given our hotel's closed, all our member play now is on Sandy Hills. So we've actually left the old course closed to give it a chance to be in the best possible condition for August's event. So it'll reopen shortly, likely in June sometime. But that way we'll reduce the play on it as much as possible between now and Paul's event in August. So we're very lucky that we were able to do that.
And you're gonna be assured of some legends of the game.
Yeah, the field, the exact players who are attending, it hasn't actually been announced yet, so we're not entirely sure. But I think with Paul's connection, having been the Ryder Cup captain
100%.
Back in 2014, he's got some great friends that play the game. So hopefully we can get some really big names here to play in the event.
And he has a genuine pride and love for the area. So you know he's going to get as many heads there and as many eyes on it as he possibly can.
Definitely. Paul's just a fantastic ambassador for Donegal. You know, his father's from Dunfanaghy. I think his mother's from Rathmullen. And he always has a great word to say in Donegal. Back in 2018, when the Irish Open was in Ballyliffin, Paul talked about all the courses, and Sky ran some drone footage of ourselves in Port Salon and Ballyliffin. It was just a fantastic advert for the entire county. So Paul's a great ambassador for Donegal and for the golf courses.
Yeah, and there'll be crowds allowed at this stage. How does this course lend itself for viewing galleries? Is it well set up for that by coincidence or design?
Not by design, because it's a pretty old golf course.
I was just covering myself, John.
Yeah, no, I think it will. I think it will work. The old course, it's accessible from it differs from Sandy Hill slightly, and the ninth hole comes back to the clubhouse. So people will be able to arrive and get to various parts of the course very, very quickly. So hopefully spectators will be allowed, and in that case, I think it'll work well from that point of view.
Yeah, well, it have to be, or what are we doing? It has to be, so hopefully that's the case. But how did you manage to secure this, by the way? Is this something that you were selected for, John, or did you have to make a pitch to host this event?
No, the Legends Tour actually approached us, and it's the end of 2019 when they originally approached us, because the event was supposed to take place in August 2020. But obviously, given the COVID restrictions and everything else, it was the entire Legends Tour was cancelled for the season of 2020. So, well, they came and asked us, and Paul was on board. I think Paul was very keen for it to come to Donegal. So it was great that they came to us, and then Paul was very keen to have it on our old Tom Morris Links. He's a great fan of the old Tom Morris Links because he played it a lot growing up. So we were delighted to be in a position to be able to hold it.
And what unique challenge does that particular course, what will it present?
I suppose it'll all depend on the weather. You know, if the weather's very benign, the scoring will be very good. The course will be relatively easy for the pros. But if there's any sort of wind, it'll be a different challenge.
Well, listen, it's a great thing, John, and we appreciate you coming on. As I say, there'll be plenty of coverage, I'm sure, across Highland Radio at the time of the event. But for now, listen, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Greg.